Greetings, Chair, members of the Permanent Forum, and ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary comrades. My name is Tunde Asazawa, and when discussing reparations, it's important to understand what we're up against, essentially. The Durban Declaration and Program of Action in declaring the massive harms committed by, the various Western governments, institutions, corporations, and families that equate to crimes against African humanity, those crimes of the transatlantic slave trade, colonialism, apartheid, genocide, and neocolonialism, and the systems, structures, and institutions that were established to perpetuate those harms have left and continue to leave negative, injurious impacts on every aspect of the lives of people of African descent around the world in the present day, and they stymie the capacity to be fully self-determining people and they deny us the rights owed by virtue of being human. And that, is what comes out of the Durban Declaration, but it, begs the question of what it is for us to do, what is to be done. We understand that Africans or people of African descent must liberate themselves or ourselves. And implicit in that understanding is an opportunity to organize, to take reparations, whether oppressive forces like it or not. Frederick Douglass famously proclaimed that power concedes nothing without demand. And history tells us that power concedes nothing, period, right? So, we can continue to make demands and hope for positive responses. And I think we should continue to establish these structures and, create the frameworks that we need to build out, reparatory justice. But we should also understand what we're up against and that we're likely to fail unless we're prepared to take what we want. And so that means that we need struggle.